Some of the most fascinating and persistent occult phenomena to afflict our planet are the continuing apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who first began to appear to the faithful in 352 AD, and whose appearances continue in modern times. It is tempting for non-Catholics to assume that the Church has a vested interest in certifying Marian apparitions to impress believers. In fact, the opposite seems to be the case, and more than 95% of Marian apparitions are rejected. Those that remain are grudgingly dubbed worthy of belief. One of the approved apparitions, and my personal favorite, is Our Lady of Guadalupe, who appeared in 1531 to the peasant Juan Diego of Guadalupe, Mexico. The lady asked Juan to be her messenger to the local bishop, and, charmingly, provided not one but two miracles of manifestation to aid poor Juan in his task. One of these, a bouquet of flowers produced in winter, is long gone, but the other survives to our day and continues to awe the credulous and puzzle skeptics. It is an image of the lady herself, printed or painted on Juan's tilma, an apron-like garment made of agave fiber. Though the tilma's fabric is quite coarse, the image on it is photographically crisp, with no visible brush marks. No one has ever explained how such precise work could have been done in 1531. But even more astonishing is the tilma's very survival. Ordinarily, agave fabric disintegrates in 20 years or so. But for almost 500 years, the Guadalupe relic has survived exposure to candle smoke, incense, and handling by many thousands of believers. The colors of the image remain surprisingly bright and clear, which is, simply put, impossible. The frail fabric even survived, unscathed, a 1921 bombing that shattered the surrounding building. So the image is one of these confounding things, a persistent, incarnate mystery, like the Patterson-Gimlin Bigfoot film or the Voynich manuscript. They don't seem to really belong to our world, and yet, unquestionably, they are in it. When formulating an opinion about odd objects like the Guadalupe image, it seems to me that there are two ways to go wrong. One is to reflexively deny the miraculous aspects of the object. The other is to accept it at face value. Reflexive skepticism is a mistake because it pointlessly shrinks our world. It takes the mystery out of something that is, in fact, mysterious, and, over time, diminishes our ability to notice the miraculous aspects of day-to-day existence. Simple acceptance goes wrong by pretending to more certainty than is actually possible. After all, the defining feature of the Guadalupe image is its inexplicability. And if we can't explain the object, it is mere hubris to say we understand its maker. We have to find a middle ground between these two responses. To acknowledge miraculous intrusions into our world, while not blindly accepting them at face value. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.